You are listening again to the BK Show. Anita Marks in for BK, NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. Some conflicting reports happening in Boston right now. Let's bring in Brian Sokolow. He is a sports attorney with Loeb & Loeb. Brian, welcome to NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. The story just keeps on. The Aaron Hernandez, New England Patriots tight end. Reports earlier today out of Boston, a number of their news affiliates reporting that that there is a warrant for his arrest for obstruction of justice. But just now, the Boston Globe is reporting that there is no warrant for his arrest. Can you fill us in on what's happening right now?
Yeah, there's conflicting information, and that's really not uncommon in a situation like this. You have an ongoing investigation. The police are trying to do their work to determine whether there are possible charges that should be brought against Aaron Hernandez. They first have to execute on search warrants and determine what the evidence shows. Until they have a clear picture of that, you'll get press reports that might be incorrect about an arrest warrant versus a search warrant. So the fact of the matter right now, Anita, is we just don't know exactly where this stands, other than there are search warrants that have been issued, that have been executed, and that Aaron Hernandez is very much at the center of this investigation and possibly a target of the investigation.
Brian, are you surprised? It just seems like every, especially the past 2 days, it just seems like more and more information. For us to know that a security system, his security system as well as his cell phone had been destroyed, for us to know that he has a team of housekeepers that he allegedly hired on Monday to come in and scrub his mansion, for us to know that that a number of the vehicles associated with this murder investigation were rented by Aaron Hernandez, this is a ton of information, and it's just it's more and more being leaked. It seems like every few minutes. Are you surprised with the amount of information that we have to the general public right now?
No, unfortunately, leaks like this in a high-profile case are also not uncommon. I'm not surprised that this is getting out. You actually have a high-profile athlete. You have a murder. So that just makes for the kind of situation where leaks happen, unfortunately. But I think what has to happen if you're Aaron Hernandez now is you have to do what he's doing. You have to meet with his attorney. You have to figure out what your strategy is. You have to understand where you stand in this investigation. And you need to do what you have to do to protect yourself, both your ability to stay out of jail and to deal with potentially very serious criminal charges, and the ability to deal with everything on the business side of your life, from your endorsements to your playing contract. It's all really potentially in jeopardy right now. There's a lot of uncertainty, so he needs to deal with those things and try to make the best out of the situation.
Brian Sokolow joining us, part of Loeb & Loeb attorney firm, sports attorney here on NBC Sports Radio, trying to better have an understanding of all that's transpiring with the Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Again, reports earlier this morning was that an arrest warrant was issued for Aaron Hernandez for obstruction of justice. Now, Brian, let's hypothetically assume, okay, that eventually maybe he will be arrested for obstruction of justice. Give us some insight exactly what that means. What's the next course of action for the Aaron Hernandez camp? What does an attorney do? What type of jail time? Kind of obstruction of justice. What does that all entail for Aaron Hernandez?
Sure. Let's start with that. Obstruction of justice means, generally speaking, and there are very specific statutes governing this in Massachusetts, but generally it means that somebody has done something to prevent an investigation from going forward. They've withheld evidence, they've possibly misled the police, or they've destroyed evidence. And here we're hearing these reports that he's destroyed evidence, that he's destroyed a cell phone and that got turned into the police, that he's destroyed the security system at his home. That could conceivably be obstruction of justice. Now, in the criminal justice system, as everybody knows, you are innocent until proven guilty, so we can't jump to any conclusions about whether he would be guilty of obstruction of justice or guilty of any more serious offense. But this is where it will start, obstruction of justice. If an arrest warrant is issued for obstruction of justice, he will have to answer that charge. He will have to, eventually he will plead guilty or not guilty. We would assume that he would plead not guilty, and he'll be then in the criminal justice system. That charge against him will then take his course. His attorneys will have the ability to obtain the evidence that the police have acquired thus far. They will make requests for that. They will get that. And they will determine their strategy. But I, as I said before, I think this is an ongoing investigation. It's always possible that even though an initial charge is obstruction of justice, that down the road that could be upgraded to more serious charges if police believe that they have evidence to convict, to connect him more closely to a murder, and possibly upgraded charges from obstruction of justice. That could happen. And again, if that happens, he'll then have to decide with his lawyers how he's going to face that, what evidence there is. And it's very early in the process, so it's much too early to say what an ultimate conclusion would be here, whether jail time is a possibility or a likely possibility. But these are all things that he and his lawyers need to look at very carefully now to try and understand what the facts are, try and understand what the evidence might be against him, and determine how they're going to proceed.
Brian, before we let you go, when obstruction of justice was revealed and Aaron Hernandez, the comparisons to Ray Lewis ran rampant on Twitter and online. If you can kind of take us back, and is there any similarities to what you're hearing about this situation and what Ray Lewis dealt with and how Ray Lewis's attorneys dealt that charge with him years ago in Atlanta?
Well, we don't know yet, because in the Ray Lewis situation, you can look at that now with a number of years having passed since it concluded, and you can see what the strategy was and how that case ended up rightly or wrongly as a case involving obstruction of justice. Here with Aaron Hernandez, we don't know what the evidence is going to be. It could be that obstruction of justice will be the only charge ever brought against him, if any charge. Or it could be that he might be a target of a murder investigation and be charged with murder, and the evidence against him might be substantially stronger than the evidence was against Ray Lewis. So it's too early to make comparisons there. I think we need to wait and see how the investigation plays out, let the police do their work, and see whether there are going to be any charges against him and what those charges are.
Brian, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Brian Sokolow, part of Loeb & Loeb, attorney firm. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks very much.
You got it. You are listening to The Brian Kenny Show. Guys, just looking at the Ray Lewis situation, the Michael Vick situation, the Maurice Claret situation, the Pac-Man Jones situation, this is something that we're hearing a lot in regard to Aaron Hernandez and the friends that he kept and the circles that he ran in. That just did not really allow him to kind of stay out of trouble. I mean, this isn't the first run-in of trouble with Aaron Hernandez, right?
No, certainly not. I mean, in college, obviously, he had the problems with drugs, and now the revelation of the lawsuit. I it's amazing to me that you can point a gun, as the lawsuit claims, in someone's face. The gun goes off and you say, oh, it just discharged. I think when you point a gun at someone and the gun goes off, you shot them. I don't think we can get into the semantic debate at that point. So, yeah, there's a lot of smoke.
And of course, you're talking about the lawsuit in Florida where a man is accusing Aaron Hernandez of shooting him. His name is Alex Bradley. Apparently, he was shot in the arm and the bullet traveled to his head and caused him to lose his right eye. How that can happen? Pretty remarkable to me, but nonetheless, that is something else that Aaron Hernandez is going to have to deal with as well. Looking at some of the top athletes that have fallen from grace, Tiger Woods, we know that whole story, but he's back on top right now. Granted, not a great showing at the U.S. Open, but nonetheless, a number of us are still expecting him to win some majors. Pete Rose, fall from grace. Don't know if he'll ever get into the Hall of Fame. Kobe Bryant. He made his way back. Michael Vick, somewhat, there's some dog lovers out there like me who maybe you can forgive but never forget. Lance Armstrong, Joe Paterno, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, there's a number of really top athletes out there that have made some poor decisions, have run into some legal troubles. And have fallen from grace. I mean, not that I'm not comparing Aaron Hernandez to Tiger Woods. I mean, he's definitely a top tight end in the NFL. And going into the season, considering that Rob Gronkowski is dealing with back and neck and arm issues, And no longer the Patriots having Wes Welker. I was expecting Aaron Hernandez to have a monster year this year. Huge year.
Yeah, he'd have to be their top target, yeah. I would imagine.
Absolutely. So, but we will stay on top of this. Again, the latest, earlier today, news reports out of Boston was that an arrest warrant was filed for obstruction of justice, but the Boston Globe is reporting that that is not true, that is not accurate. There is no arrest warrant for Aaron Hernandez or anyone related to the Odin Lloyd murder as of right now. And again, we will stay on top of this for you throughout the course of the day. When we come back, Daryl Dawkins joins us. More NBA talk. Why not? Well, the Heat were crowned last night. Actually, early this morning, if you did stay up. The Heat over the Spurs, 95-88. King James, MVP. That and more. The Brian Kenny Show, NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com.